This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. It's been about a year since Colorado passed a hands-free cell phone law. State troopers are saying it's actually helped reduce distracted driving crashes. CPR's Avi Kian has more.
State Patrol issued 907 citations so far this year to people who touched or held their smartphones while driving, according to data through mid-December. A spokesperson says the new law has made a tremendous difference. The State Patrol saw roughly 500 fewer distracted driving crashes compared to last year. Ava Kian, CPR News.
Colorado's gambling industry is booming. Over the last 5 years, tax revenues from gaming have grown with higher stakes tables and the addition of sports betting. But calls to 1-800-GAMBLER, the problem gambler hotline, are climbing too. Zach Everett of Denver is in recovery from a gambling addiction. He says it was devastating financially.
I got to a point where I had maxed out several credit cards, wasn't able to pay the loans back. The desperation mode was insane.
Everett says increased access to gambling only leads to more problem gamblers. He wants state leaders to do more to address the issue. It's been a warm December across Colorado. It could be one of the warmest on record. The state is on track to break the previous record set in 1980, and the state's snowpack remains well below normal. But we could see a brief sign of winter this week. Meteorologist Maggie Eitker with the National Weather Service says the mountains can expect light snowfall on New Year's Day.
As of right now, light snowfall is expected, so we're not looking at a big snowstorm with minimal accumulations.
But meteorologists say it likely won't be enough to significantly boost the state's lagging snowpack. Temperatures are expected to be in the mid-30s and 40s in the mountains this week and in the mid-50s to 60s across the plains. This is CPR News and KRCC. It's 2:06.